That's the only way that we can accommodate all 9 teams and get upwards of 30 games in 3.5 days. So we're going to have a lot of basketball this weekend.
The tournament marking 3 decades of Dick Hodge Memorial Basketball is a record breaker and starts Thursday in Haynes. And Drama Debate and Forensics has sights on state and already a spot in nationals. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. As if you need another reason to look forward to summer, the Southeast Alaska State Fair has its theme for 2010. Fair Director Kelly Hostetler says although the theme is selected, the artwork to go with it is still out there somewhere.
We already have the theme, and the theme is Magic Happens at the Fair. The fair is offering a $300 prize for artwork that can be entered for the fair poster. So we're hoping that we get a lot of entries and then $300 to the winner.
The deadline for art submissions for this year's Magic Happens at the Fair theme must be in by February 24th. More information is at 766-2536. Another deadline that's quickly approaching pertains to the musical and performing acts on the main stage this year.
People who are interested in performing on the main stage, they have to register before February 28th. And the registration guidelines are on the fair's website.
That site is SEACFAIR, SEAKFAIR.org. Also there are dates for some of the events already scheduled. This year's Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haynes will be July 29th through August 1st. For 30 years, the Dick Hodge Memorial Tournament has been bringing community basketball players from around Canada and Alaska to the Chilkat Valley. This year's commemorative event starts Thursday and brings more players than ever before, according to Larry Sweet. And he should know, he's been involved with the event from the beginning, most recently as the tournament organizer.
This is probably the biggest tournament. This is the 30th annual, and this is the most teams that we've accommodated just because it's the 30th annual and everybody wants to be a part of it.
4 local teams will round out the list of at least 9 teams total, including last year's winners, the Haynes Merchants.
As of right now, we have 9 teams on tap. We've got 4 local teams. We have the Haynes Merchants, we have the Clequan ANS, Fox Air, and K2. We're expecting 3 teams from Juneau. We've got the Southeast Warriors, the Orange Crush, which has been coming for many years now. We have Skagway coming over, and Whitehorse is coming down. There's still a possibility now. We haven't got confirmation, but we've had word that the Angoon team is trying to come and also Yakutat, but as of right now, they hadn't given final confirmation, so we'll see when the ferry comes in Friday.
The tournament was held in Clequan last year, following completion of the new gym. This year, the games will be in the 2 Haynes gyms, interspersed with high school basketball throughout the next few days.
We're having it in Haynes this year. Yeah, we had a bit of a problem with seating. We couldn't get as many seats of people in there as we thought, and so we're going to move it back to Haynes until we can accommodate more people in Clequan.
The tournament was named after Dick Hodge, who coached one of the past Clequan teams. This year's tournament will memorialize an additional inspiration in Southeast Alaska basketball, Robert Beerley of Juneau.
I know that Edward has been bringing up the Southeast Warriors team in years past, and like I said, Tim's Orange Crush team has been coming for many years. They've won it for quite a few years. And this year we have the Bob's Boys coming up. Now, this is a team that was put together with a lot of the guys that played for Bob Beerley, who last year we inducted into the Hall of Fame. And unfortunately, we lost him this year. And so the guys are putting a memorial team together for him.
Much of Haynes and just about all of Clequan has memories from 3 decades of the basketball tournament. This year, Sweet says the competition is especially heated, with many of the teams looking very strong.
The Haynes team is always tough. Juneau is bringing, the Orange Crush team is bringing up probably one of their better squads that they've brought up in years. And Whitehorse is always a tough team to beat. And Skagway's got a real good-looking roster. They've been very competitive in the last 2 years that they've come over, and we're looking forward to seeing them again. The Clequan ANS team has a lot of experienced veteran players that played gold medal as well as the Hodge tournament. The Fox Air team has got a combination of some veterans and some new people. And the new team is the K2 team now. This is one is that some of the guys just felt that they wanted to play and they'd get a team, keep team together and give it a shot this year. So we're looking forward to seeing how they do this year.
The Dick Hodge Memorial Tournament starts Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Haynes School. No shuttle service will be running this year.
Round Robin will run from Thursday at 6 until Friday at 6, and then we'll go into the double elimination tournament right then and probably have the majority of the opening ceremony there. We'll have a welcome speech and everything, and then we're going to be utilizing both gyms, having games running at the same time. That's the only way that we can accommodate all nine teams and get upwards of 30 games in 3.5 days. So we're going to have a lot of basketball this weekend. Being able to use both gyms is a first for us. And so we have to really be careful with our youngsters, making sure that nobody's getting into lockers and stuff, because this will be the first year that the entire school is going to be open. Just a reminder to help us keep control of what the school is letting us use.
Upper Lynn Canal performers are setting their sights on the State Drama Debate and Forensics Competition next month, after impressive placements at the regional meet last weekend. Tegan Baldwin is the Skagway DDF coach, and she traveled to Juneau last weekend with students Alexis Greaser and Brandy Mayo.
Brandy got third place for her expository speaking, her speech, and Alexis Greaser got fourth place for her oration.
Mayo also recently secured a spot at an upcoming nationals tournament in Nebraska when she placed first in oration at the Catholic Forensics League state tournament earlier this month. That league is separate from the one that students competed in last weekend.
It's basically the exact same thing. They have a lot of the same events, a lot of them that are similar, but it started out just Catholic schools that could enter into it, and then about 9 years ago, I believe, they opened it up to anybody, so we decided to go up and see how we would do. And like I said, I only brought one person. It was Brandy Mayo, and she actually got first place for the oration part. So she has a seat in the national tournament, which hopefully we're going to be going down to if we can drum up the cashola.
It took some complications early in the season, but the Panthers DDF program has blossomed into a well-recognized success.
Well, we had a bunch more kids in the beginning of the season, but then basketball kind of took over the Skagway school, so if they were in the DDF team, we wouldn't have a basketball team. But the kids who did stay, Alexis and Brandy, are really dedicated to it, and they are doing very well for just having two students to place at all in that event. It pretty much seems to have been accepted as this is a program, and we're going ahead with it, and, you know, I was like, well, I'm going to make it happen no matter what.
Besides Baldwin, the DDFers also have the guidance of volunteer coach and former head coach Kent Fielding and a part-time volunteer in Juneau. And the Skagway School made an unexpected gesture of support to the coaching staff, too.
They actually did decide to give me a little bit of money, and I didn't have any, there was nothing preempting that. They just told me to come in one day and sign some paperwork, so that's very good. And I mean, maybe it's an indication that they feel that this program is definitely worth it when they see the kind of, you know, excitement and results. And it's just, like I said, it's just like probably the most beneficial after-school program I've ever encountered. So
yeah, good.
I'm hoping that it's going to become a widespread bit of knowledge that it really works and helps.
The coaches are also making efforts to recruit future team members and spread the excitement for DDF by involving younger students, for example.
Actually, Kent Fielding is working with some junior high kids right now, and he has a little bit of kind of an introduction to drama, debate, and forensics that he's doing right now. So hopefully, when those kids move up, they are going to be more interested in some sort of competition like this, and they're going to give it a go actually competing. Right now they're just practicing, and they're getting to know what it is and looking at videos and seeing what other participants do. And because it's such a great outlet for those people who have, you know, a flair for the dramatic or have a head that can just store all of that knowledge and be able to make a convincing argument. And so we are kind of recruiting by having the junior high kids get into it a little bit earlier.
Both Mayo and Greaser are planning to travel to the state DDF competition March 4th through 6th in Anchorage. 9 students with the Haynes Drama Debate and Forensics team also traveled to Juneau last weekend. Hannah Hostetler placed first in dramatic interpretation and finaled in oration. Tia Haywood placed first in expository speaking and third in humorous interpretation. Brennan Whitmore finaled in expository speaking. Esther Bauer and Chris Bowman finaled in extemporaneous commentary, and Bauer with Brooke Sinoco got fourth in duet. On the debate end of the tournament, the topic was about the effectiveness of political lobbying. Considering the debates were held in Juneau, many lobbyists served as the judges in the debates. The student debaters also had a chance to meet with Representative Bill Thomas and Hollis French, Democratic candidate for governor, and several accomplished lobbyists. The Haynes team is raising money for their trip to state at a dessert auction next week. On Thursday, February 25th, the team will perform some of the pieces they're going to bring to state, and community members can bid on desserts at 7 p.m. at the Haynes High School open area. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. It's your news. If you have an idea for a story, email us. We're at news@khns.org.